Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 4th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the US-Africa Summit, which started in Washington today.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-594 and 15443 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
It's time to build a more open exchange of ideas and information. That's part of the reason President Obama thought of doing the summit that he's having this week here in Washington. It's to lead to greater partnership, to build our capacity for innovation. And AGOA is one of the best tools, most vital tools for pushing forward the dramatic transformation that we're seeing today in parts of Africa. So this is clearly a moment of opportunity for all Africans. It's also, I say to you frankly, a moment of decision, because it's the decisions that are made or the decisions that are deferred that will ultimately determine whether Africa mines the continent's greatest natural resource of all. And that is not platinum, it's not gold, it's not oil, it's the talent and capacity and aspirations of its people.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the US-Africa Summit, which started in Washington today. Of course, nearly 50 African leaders are in attendance, minus countries such as Zimbabwe, Sudan, Eritrea, and also Central African Republic. These countries, specifically Zimbabwe, have been excluded because the U.S. officials are saying Zimbabwe is on travel sanctions. So President Robert Mugabe could not travel. But of course, the meeting is focusing on trade and investment. Gibbs.
In terms of trade and investment, Blessing, we see that one of the issues that is being discussed here is African Growth and Opportunity Act, or AGOA. Mm-hmm. And this is a law that was designed by the U.S. Mm-hmm. to actually assist economies of sub-Saharan Africa. And is basically designed, again, to improve relations between America and Africa. So what we know is that Africa sells about 7,000 products mm-hmm. to the U.S. annually. And that is worth about $27 billion. Mm-hmm. And what we also know, Blessing, is that the ZANU-PF government is not happy that Mugabe was left out. But at the end of the day, they are saying this summit is a non-event.
Indeed.
We talked to ZANU-PF spokesman, Rukari Kumbo, who said, honestly, these people have come here to sip tea with the president of America. So we want to hear the people's views, what people are going to say about this. So then we also have some other people, Blessing, who are actually saying that maybe African leaders didn't come with one agenda, like, you know, having some kind of real focus. So they are saying maybe they're not going to benefit anything out of this.
Although, of course, the African Union is of the opinion that no Africans have a common agenda for this meeting. We'll see at the end of the three-day summit whether they will be able to get something. Wonguka ama zadiwa nasi, tunauti tinge dichi tarisa musangano wa tanga nasi, weva tungamiri we nyika zemu Afrika ne nyika ye Amerika, wa tungamiri we ma Afrika kubwa kunyika makumi mashanu 50. Vari muno mu Washington kutanga misangano iyo yakanangana nenyaya dzekuti vanga jigidzane sei ne America. Asi mutungamiri wenyika va Robert Mugabe ana kukokwa pamwe nevamwe vatungamiri wenyika dzakaita se Eritrea, Central African Republic ne Sudan vachinzi ne America vanotonga nedemo. Gibbs.
Kujaloke mfowethu esikubona kuti ke u President Robert Mugabe njoba sesichilo ngani kasuzabuye ngoba kavasanga bemcela ukuthi abuye ngapha. Okunye njalo ke esingani siyakubona ukuthi bekule ekuseni kade kulo mhlangano we civil society okhangelane lokuthi kambe kungenziwani kubantu laba abazimele bodwa abenhlanganiso. So ke kwasekuphuma okunye okuningi khona ngale. sizwile ke uminister kwalangalo we South Africa Public Service uAyanda Dlodlo uthi hayi phela uhulumende kumele abe nguye osebenza labantu akuhambe khona ngale bantwini ayisuza khonokho kukhona. Sazi njalo futhi ukukhuluma ke uMnumzana Kerry uJohn Kerry uUS State Secretary esithi okumele kwenzakale lapha ukuthi kumele iUnited States ifake imali eningi ma-civil society lawa ukwenzela ukuthi kuthuthuke khonokho ke imingqondo yabantu. Ngoba nxa ukuthi kule civil society engani lula kumbe sithi engani kayihambi kahle kusho ukuthi uhulumende bayasenzela intando. I think kuna bana okukhulumisile amagama angazani aqondile. Yeah, so ke qhubeka ba.
I think we have our first guest, Mr. Joy Mabenge, who is the acting coordinator of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, if I am not mistaken. Mr. Mabenge.
Yes, Mr. Zulu.
Good evening and thank you for joining us.
Good evening to you and the team there, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mabenge Gibbs. You can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Mr. Mabenge, what is your take on this U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit?
Well, the first point I wish to make there, Gibbs, is that this is a once-in-a-lifetime event, in the sense that it is combining probably three aspects that are quite critical in terms of the relationship between the United States of America and Africa as a continent. The first one being on trade, the second one being on investment, and the third one being on security and democracy. And you would agree with me, really, that trade between the U.S. and Africa annually is hovering at about $85 billion U.S. dollars. But you would also agree with me that in terms of promoting security, democracy, in terms of dealing with emergencies, the U.S. is also one of the major donors. It's a major player in overseas or official development assistance, ODA. So it is quite critical for African countries to be able to sit at the same table with the president of the U.S. and his lieutenants in the D.C. administration in order for them to be able to map out a strategy that allows cooperation that is not only mutual in terms of the terms of trade, the terms of investment, but also it's an opportunity in a continent that is highly threatened by insecurity, terrorism, and other such aspects. Also, not forgetting that we still have countries that are derailing the opening up of societies and the promotion of democracy in Africa. It is an opportunity to sit around the table, exchange notes, but also strike deals that can help African countries move forward. Who doesn't know that most of our African countries are over-reliant on official development assistance? Who doesn't know that we are over-reliant on aid? Who doesn't know that when we produce our own commodities, we need markets that offer the much sought-after foreign currency in order for us to boost our economy? So no doubt, this is a critical moment for African states in as much as it is also a critical moment for the U.S. If also you consider the fact that, as I said, that U.S.-Africa trade, the annum is hovering at about $85 billion. That figure is standing at close to $300 billion or more when you consider the trade between Africa and China, for instance. So the U.S. is obviously wanting a platform that would assist in ensuring that it is not left behind also in terms of increasing trade between itself and the African countries. So those that are not there, it is very unfortunate because major deals are also going to be discussed there, major investment deals, major trade deals, major aspects around security and democracy are going to be discussed there. So it would have been vital and critical for Zimbabwe to be represented at the head of state and government level. But we fully understand, from where I'm sitting, I fully understand the exclusion of Mr. Mugabe at this summit, especially as we all know that he is still on the current list of specially designated nationals. Those people that are viewed as being enemies of democracy, or those people that are preventing Zimbabwe from moving in terms of promoting the rule of law, democracy and the better and the well-being of its own people. So it's fully understood. But it is unfortunate that Zimbabwe is not on that table where other African leaders have been invited to have major discussions with the U.S. government.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mabenge. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit, which started in Washington today. Of course, this is historic, and this is the first time a sitting U.S. president has managed to assemble all these leaders from Africa so that they can have discussions of any type or any kind. Gibbs.
Yes, I think we are joined by one of our second guests, who is Mr. Nkosilati Kanye. Mr. Nkosilati Kanye, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yes, good afternoon, good evening, Mr. Gift, and blessing.
Good evening, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
Now, Mr. Kanye, we hope that we hope that your phone is fully charged. Eh? You'll be with us for the next 30 minutes.
No, it's fully charged. It's fully charged.
Okay, thank you very much. Blessing, I think you can ask him a question. Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Kanye, we are talking about the significance of this summit. Of course, Zimbabwe is not on the table, and the official position is that this summit is useless and it is not going to help Zimbabwe in any way. Your thoughts?
Yes, like I've said, I think it's a day or two ago. It's very embarrassing, Gift. Like you have heard this Rugari Gumbo, what he has been saying. Just, you know, it's very embarrassing because if they had people in heart, they could be worried that they are not invited into to that meeting, because that meeting is meant for the African countries, especially those that are struggling. If you look at the three countries that are single, that are left out, it's because of the violation of the human rights. The things that they can easily correct, at any time they can just correct it and put them in place, make sure there is a rule of law, there is no corruption, then they can move forward. This meeting, there is very little that we're going to benefit. It's very unfortunately that the AU is a group of thugs at the same time. Okay. Look at what has happened now. They were supporting him when he was destroying his own country. But now they went there to benefit, to rebuild their own countries. He is not there. Mm-hmm. Our country is not represented. But they will benefit because they are going to say out whatever they want. They are going to lay down their problems in front of Obama. They are going to cry out. They are going to say what their people need, because it shows they've got people in heart. They might change. It's only a moment of from what he has been before. They will actually benefit. But for us, like this man has said, U.S. has been benefiting out of the African products that are exported to U.S., about $85 billion, like if I had him clearly. Okay. We need to produce. Give it to the U.S. We need to produce. There is very little that we can export to the east where Rugari Gumbo is looking at. There is very little. But if U.S. is trying to boost our market, is trying to lift up, maybe at the end of the day we'll manage to print our own money, then we move forward. But at the moment, now that we are not there in America, we are not learning anything. We are not getting anything. Some other countries, the neighbors are moving forward. They are sucking honey from America. They are getting good knowledge. It is not that Obama is trying to buy these African countries to belong to the United States of America. He is trying to help them come out of this dilemma of their own people suffering, starving, disease, and all the hospitals have got no medicine in most of these African countries, just because of the relationship between America and those other richer countries.
Mm. Hold on, Mr. Kanye, don't go further. We are going to come back to you. I think sengilo mlaleli lapha ofoleyo. Blessing. Ngu Wincube. Baba Wincube, uchona njani?
Sicela
Ngiyabonile baba ngishona njani?
Kusiphilile baba. Kunjani kule ngapha eBotswana?
Hayi uthola ku right baba.
Yey, akusitshela ukuthi kambe iUS Africa Leaders Summit uyibona njani wena?
Isamithi ayihamba kuhle ukuthi njengoba iZimbabwe ingasanxuswanga kade sikhangele ukuthi ngabe iyanxuswa phela khona la izaphumelela.
Kodwa ubona ngazani besiyatholani khona ngale iZimbabwe kade yatholani?
Khona khona ukuthi bathi anti amazwela ayathengiselana kungala duty. Free of duty, which means ikubenefitha khona kuye.
Boke uthi ke umnumzana uRobert Mugabe engahambi khona engabuyi ngapha kwele Melika ubona ngazani kuyakwenzani isithunzi seZimbabwe kambe ngingabe iZimbabwe lokhu isibambile kancane nje khonokho kusokusena
akade kuzanyenyisa akade kuzayenza ukuthi ama-investors nabo abakhangelele ukuthi iZimbabwe bangayincedisa bekhululeke nxa befanele ukuthi bayincedise manje mayingabizwa bangabona ukuthi hhayi lizelelwa ngeke sikwanise ukunceda ngoba lila international support. So into ehluphayo nxa uyikhangele nje ukuthi ubone ukuthi ilize nxa lingala international support kunzima ukuthi liphumele emadakeni elikiwo namhlanje.
Yes, ngabona-ke mnumzana kuyi imihlangano enje ayitshalanga ukuphuma lokuningi kodwa lapha-ke ubona nto kuyaphumani.
Lapho into engaphuma nje ukuthi bayakwanisa ukuthi ama-business opportunities ama-countries akhona ngale bayakwanisa ukuthi bethole i-supporting aba kathesi baseangathi i-America yiyo i-mother country
ilencedisa
ama-countries which means kuyi-chance enkulu kakhulu kibo ukuthi bathole i-support financial boost.
Ye kuyazwakala kakhulu-ke mnumzana khona ngapho-ke wi ungadinela kusasa mfowethu. Yes, sibongile kakhulu-ke. What he was saying here is that perhaps President Mugabe was supposed to be invited so that he would see exactly how you know many issues are being handled at such a level.
Of course, so this is belief, yeah. I think we have to ask our guests to respond to that. But before we do that, I think one of the major speakers at this summit or the first session that was dealing with non-governmental organizations was the U.S. Secretary of State, John Kerry. Maybe let's just take a listen to what he said in his remarks at the opening of the summit early this morning.
Is a new center of global growth. Since 2000, banking assets have more than doubled. The telecommunications market has doubled since 2004 alone. And we know that Africa will have a larger workforce than India or China by 2040. So it's time simply to get ahead of the curve, to invest in education, above all. Fighting corruption is a definitive, critical part of that process. To do so will take courage. And yes, it sometimes means assuming risks. But fighting corruption lifts more than a country's balance sheet. Transparency and accountability attract greater investment. Transparency and accountability create a more competitive marketplace, one where ideas and products are judged by the market and by their merits, and not by a backroom deal or a bribe. The market always works better with transparency, with the sunshine of accountability.
That, of course, was U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry talking about eliminating corruption in any business deals. Kerry vari kutaura kuti nyaya dzehori dzinogona kukanganisa zvakanyanya nyaya dzemabusiness gifts.
Yeah, ucho njalo ke uKerry kuti into dzokubambisana lezi kuti Blessing akungenzele lokhu sengunika imali kuti hayi kumele kuti ngalokhu kuvele kumizwe ngoba akusebenzi kuti uhamba phela emazweni amaningi eAfrica bekhuluma lenye indoda evele eNigeria kathesi kusummit ithi kona ukuthi nxa usiya kuministries ungacela ukuthi ngicela lindukisele lokhu kuthiwa diza.
Yeah.
Uye ngaphi ngaphi diza. Siyakwazi tele eZimbabwe kukhona phela lokho. So yena uKerry uthi lokhu kunenge kakhulu.
Regai tibvunze nyaya iyoyo kuna vamabhenge. Vamabhenge nyaya iyori munoiona sei?
Well, maita basa vaZulu
Zvimwe zvingatatika madzevano ndezvekuti nemakai Zimbabwe isiri patafura ine yakaungana vamwe iyo. Pari kutaurwa nyaya inenge ichingonzi AGOA, Africa Growth and Opportunity Act. Mukai inanganidza iyoyo inova inenge ichitendedza kuti nyika dzemusub-Saharan Africa mudzinge dzichidyidzana nenyika yeUnited States dzine atingati mabenefits aya pachirungu. Mukatoitarisa iyo AGOA pachayo chayo chaiyoyo, mukatarisa section 104 yayo, inototaura iyo kuti iko paii inyika dzinokwana ipapapa inyika dzinenge dzine tikati pachirungu system ya inorwisa uori, inorwisa kubiwa kwemari dzinofanira kunge dzichibatsira vanhu nezvimwe zvakadaro izvi. Zvino nyika yedu yeZimbabwe zvanetsa muno ndezvekuti takaona tese gore rino iri richitanga kusvika pari nhasi kuti pakadomwa uori hunotyisa wamba uchiitika muma public enterprise kana kuti mumakambani anenge achifanira kunge achibetsera vanhu. Uri unotyisa, asi pari nhasi tinongonzwa uchitaurwa kana chaitwa hapana, kana chidiki diki chinenge chinzi chaitwa. Saka Zimbabwe chai inotonetsa kuti inge ichigarawo parugara dzimwe nyika idzo kunze kwekunge yatoitsamirawo nemutemo, yaratidza zvakare kuti inyika kumusorosoroko inofarira kuti inge ichigadzirisa zvinhu zveuori izvi. Nekuti zvimwe zvinonetsa ndizvozvo zvekutiwo kana uori uchiitika munyika hamuna budiriro, mari dzinouya munyika hadzizivikanwa kuti dzinofamba sei. Ndokusaka dzimwe nyika dzichitotya kuisa mari yadzo muhomwe yenyika iya inonzi pachirungu direct budgetary support, nekuti kunozivikanwa kunzi kune uori hunotyisa hwabikwa muno munyika kubva kumakore mazhinji apfuura, ende uori ihwohwo hwakadzika midzi muzanu PF kunyanya neavo vavanodyidzana nawo. Saka zvicharamba zvichitotinetsa kuti tinge tichikwana kwana panokwana kwanawo dzimwe nyika. Tarisai ipapa Zimbabwe neSudan semucherechedzo, ndo dzimwe nyika mbiri dzasiyiwa panyika 50 makumi mashanu dzimwe dzemuAfrica dzakakokwa kumusangano wewo. Zimbabwe yakasiyiwa iri kudivi uko, Sudan yakasiyiwa iri kudivi. Kune nhau mbiri dzekutyora kodzero dzevanhu, uyezve nhau iyoyo yekunge munyika musina utongi hwejeketere, uyezve nyaya yeuori hunenge hwadzika midzi munyika uwo.
Tinotenda vamapenga. I think Gibbs, we are being joined by our third guest, Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu. He's a political analyst and also a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Mr. Chirumanzu, what is your take on this US-Africa Leaders Summit? Is Zimbabwe losing anything by not being invited?
America yaka invite amwe maAfrican leaders. Ivo ndo vanoziva kuti vaka invite re maAfrican leaders. Zimbabwe hatigoni kuziva kuti vaka invitewa, aka invitewa pachikonzero chipi. Until and unless tavudziwa kuti inini hatina kuku invitei pamusoro pezizi ABCD.
Hanzi nyaya yekutyora kodzero dzevanhu ndo isina kudaidzirwa Zimbabwe.
Ndizvere kana kuti kwete.
Hanzi nyaya yekutyora kodzero dzevanhu nekutonga nedemo ndo yakaita kuti Zimbabwe isadaidzwe.
Zvino ndofunga tinenge tisingazivika, tisingadedi kubudirana pachokwadi. Iye zvino zviri kuitika kuPalestine hazvina mablessings aObama. Saka anoti vamwe vanhu ngavafe, ndiyo demokirasi. Kana mwana wake anga achifa, iye anga achifila sei. Saka idemokirasi yani yanosapota iyoyo kuti vamwe vanhu vafe. Muno muZimbabwe hapana vanhu vasingavoni kuti maPalestinians vari kufa. Demokrasi iri papi?
Tinotenda vachirumanzu, rambai zvenyu muri parunhare. Gibbs.
Yes, sizwe baba Kanye uyazwela lapha uyakhuluma mnumzana uchirumanzu kuti okwenzakala ePalestine lendaweni esithize kungazani ngapha siya kukhangelwa ngelinye ilihlo. Kodwa ke ncasa ungena kwampana kwele Zimbabwe ukuthi khonoku kuchiywa kwamnumzana uMgabe. Kambe wena ubona zani bekuyatholakalani khona? Yina nxa engabuya kade kuyathiwani?
Uyazi ukuthi uhlupho lukhona Gift oChirumanzu laba. Ngabantu engathi uyakhumbula ukuthi ngunike i-good example. By the time kusenziwa ilokuzeni i-demobilization kuhlanganiswa ilokuzeni amazipra lamazandla. When the very same people were deciding to single out or to sideline Zebra, and they denied the truth kuvele kusegcekene ukuthi iqiniso bayala kabalivumi. Kuthe ngesikhathi sokubuya esikhathi sekukura wundi. When they were being asked ukuthi amasocha they are killing people in Matabeleland, they denied even a British trainer owayekhona onguye owayetrainer amalowayefacilitator ilokuzweni amalgamation yama tier 2 forces izibra lezander. He even said there are stories in the Northern Ireland. It depends on which story you want to believe. Uyezwa? The very same thing as khulunywa ngulo baba lo. Akula nto asitshela yona uma efithi depends ukuthi wena ukubona njani. It is a simple and crystal clear situation eyenze ukuthi singabizwa thina. It's because of ukuviolate ama-human rights. That is the only thing. And kumele bakuvume, bangakuphikisi. Kulabantu abangelazandla abaqhunywa izandla 2008. Kulabanye abantu abangaboniyo, kulabanye abantu abafabe ngancwatshwanga, abanye amathamba abalokhu esegangeni, but they still deny the fact. Because bona nxa abanye abantu besifa ngabakubona, you cannot compare i-Israel. I-Israel le Palestina, that is their own war. It is even in the Bible. I-Israel is defending itself, is defending abantwana base-Israel. Which was even there in the Bible.
So they must not compare themselves.
They must not compare
the position for the
Israel.
You
cannot compare yourselves with Israel.
During the apartheid era, American government never imposed the sanctions on the Boer government. What was the story? How do they measure
you are very behind issues. Smith was under sanctions. You should go and read, or else get out of that is your
why
because would, they are giving you the wrong
why
history.
Smith was under sanctions.
Okay, let's have Mr. Kanye, Mr. Chirumanzu. Mr. Chirumanzu will give you a chance.
No, but at the end of the day, I don't think this is a proper debate because we need to discuss facts here. The issue is that, and it is simple, straightforward. In Africa, Zimbabwe is one African country under the leadership of President Mugabe to fully own its resources. For example, when it comes to business, Zimbabwe government under the leadership of President Mugabe is saying, if you want to do business in Zimbabwe, we are prepared to give you 49%. That is what we want. Simple, and we are in charge of our resources. Therefore, to say America has got democracy, it has got no democracy. How many vagabonds are there in America? People who have got no shelter, despite all this democracy which you are claiming the country is having.
I think, let me intervene there. I think those people who are there in America, those African leaders who are in America with Obama, I think they are learning something. They are learning how to distribute their wealth amongst their own people. Not only you people to benefit, whilst the rest of the people are suffering. Can you tell me one person that you have picked up from Binga to benefit out of the resources of Zimbabwe? You have finished all that diamond yourself.
In Binga, okay, fine, thank you. Let me respond. In Binga,
41%, the community in Binga.
Okay, let's give you.
Binga, and that is fish.
Let's give you some time off, gentlemen. Gentlemen, we're coming back to you.
51% and 51% that you are talking about.
Hold on, Mr. Kanye. Hold on, Mr. Kanye. We're coming back to you.
The Binga people.
Gentlemen, we'll come back to you. Just take a brief break. But for our radio listeners, you know the drill by now. We are streaming live. Simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. Please stay tuned. This is Blessing Zulu.
And it is www.voazimbabwe.com. This is Skip Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.